Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 3 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. As always, we're joined by the host of Wolf Untamed, Derek Wolf. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Just got out of the Elk Woods, and the Broncos still suck.
Yeah, they're terrible. You said they were going to start 8-0. Here they are 0-2. And Bo Nix, one word only. It means a verb, to suck or to suck another male off to, has been probably the worst rookie quarterback so far in this draft, Anthony.
No, he's not worse than Caleb Williams.
He's got worse numbers than Caleb Williams.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Bob, pull that up for me. I'm almost positive Bo Nix is worse than Caleb Williams, which is almost impossible at this point. But here we are. I don't believe the Denver Broncos have scored an offensive touchdown this season.
I mean, did you see the trick play? For them not to score a touchdown after that trick play, I mean, dude, this guy, the decision-making that this quarterback is making is disgusting. He's throwing interceptions. He's thrown into double and triple coverage. Just like, I mean, it's, I don't know. Are they coaching him? Are they telling him to do that? Or
they have one rushing touchdown.
And Caleb Williams has been statistically worse, actually. He is currently 30th in the league in passing yards.
Okay.
30th in the league in QBR at 24.2. He does only have two interceptions, however, but Bo Nix has 384 passing yards, is 20th, and a QBR of 35.7, but four interceptions.
Gotcha. Now, Bob, statistically, who's the best? I saw something on CBS Sports earlier. I believe you have that graphic. If you could pull it up for us,
it'd be great. That's going to be Brock Purdy.
We'll just pull the graphic
up. We'll pull it up.
You can pull up whatever graph you want, but Brock Purdy's leading the league and anything that matters.
Right? In what?
In yards.
Don't think that's true. Actually.
It's absolutely. It's 100% true.
That's he's probably true. First.
There we go. So completion percentage first is Gardner Minshew. Completions, Gardner Minshew is first. Passing yards,
yeah.
Gardner Minshew is second in the league. So you're saying Brock Purdy has more than 533 yards?
Yeah, he's got 550.
Okay, so he's ahead by 17 over Gardner Minshew. Perfect. So they're the same person. Yeah. Like I said, if you inserted him into the 49ers lineup, you get identical numbers here.
Same amount of wins.
Yeah, same amount of wins. 17 yards more passing, that's about it. But obviously the completion percentage isn't there for Purdy. That it is for Gardner Minshew.
I mean, he's at 72.3%. That would put him in the Hall of Fame.
So Gardner Minshew's in the Hall of Fame then too,
no,
correct?
No. Brock Purdy's done that every year of his career. Minshew's having a good season for two games.
Uh-huh.
He's never done shit in the league, ever.
He's a system quarterback. He would do just the same as Brock Purdy up there.
That is so dumb.
Look, do you watch the games? You watch the Vikings game?
Yeah.
How was he?
How was
Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy was good.
Okay. Why didn't they win?
What do you mean?
Why didn't the 49ers win that game?
I don't know.
I mean,
why do you think they didn't win the game? It wasn't because of fucking Brock Purdy, so it's a stupid thing to say.
Sam Darnold torched him.
Torched him.
They didn't score. They just didn't score enough points.
Man, it was a brutal game to watch. Did you watch that? I had a lot of money on it. That's why. I had a shit ton of money on the 49ers.
I mean, Brock Purdy, I mean,
He threw it for 320 yards with a 101 rating. So let's maybe direct the ire where it belongs and not at Brock Purdy.
Well, where is it? Because they only scored 17 points.
Rushing. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Jordan Mason ran the ball pretty well, but they didn't run the ball well as a team, really. Clock management wasn't great. And it's Shanahan. He's always going to, they were 2 for 10 on third down. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets. So I don't know. The rest passing, they threw the ball well all game. Had a lot of first downs. Just didn't get it done.
No, didn't get it done
you have to
be able there.
To convert on third down. You have to, like, as an offense, if you're getting shut down on third down.
Exactly. And look, kids, you know the rules. You listen every week. We go over last week's hits and misses. For me, there was a ton. Except for the Broncos, obviously. And we'll start with the Bills and Dolphins. Tua's dead. What would you recommend, Derek, as a player? What do you do here?
I mean, really, he should retire. That'd be the smart. I thought he should have retired after the last season, after the last shit that went on with him. But I don't know how he can continue with this shit. He's gonna pay the price in 15 years when he's, you know, got dementia and he's a vegetable.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, he has a nice out right now. Right now, he's on the IR for, I believe, at least a minimum of 4 weeks. If he cashes in this contract, he can collect the money and get out of there, and then it'll save the franchise, and they'll be able to draft somebody maybe next year or trade for somebody in the offseason. Have you had more than 3 concussions like that?
Yeah. I played defensive line for 10 years in the NFL. You think I probably had one, probably 2 or 3 a year.
No shit.
Yeah.
But any that bad where it caused you to be on the ground and then balling up your fist? Because he's had 3 of those on live television.
Yeah, and I'd get up and play the next snap because I'm not a pussy.
There you go. And I love to hear it, but they don't do that in the NFL anymore. So genuinely, you're saying, hey, you should retire?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? This guy's... dude, how many times does that have to happen for... I don't know. If they're counting 3 bad ones that he's probably had, you can... The way I look at it with concussions is if you've had 3 like confirmed concussions, you've probably really had like 6, 7. You should probably double that, you know. That's just, you know, especially the way he runs the football. Why the fuck doesn't he slide? He had the first down. Slide. Why is he trying to run into people? I don't know.
I heard somebody make the point. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was JJ Watt or somebody was like the same people who are saying he should slide would be mad if he slid and didn't get the first down. It's like maybe in some cases
he had the first down.
He had it by 5 yards.
I think in this case it's irrelevant. He was just trying to make the point that people expect you to go all out on the field and yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, if
but
it's
don't
like
be stupid, you know.
If you're like going to John Elway, you know, score a touchdown and win a Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, that's one thing, but when you got the first down, you don't need to Maybe it was because it was DeMar Hamlin, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to really put this guy to sleep now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they transferred souls live on air right there, and I saw it. I saw him pass his soul on to Tua's, and maybe that's the circle of life. You know, maybe no. Tua comes back.
You're incorrect. It's a gypsy's curse, and now Tua must pass it to another innocent victim.
Correct. And so that's why he might come back and then hit somebody else, knock them out, and then give that curse back off, because I know he believes that in his island. Wherever that is, I'm sure.
Could be a Haitian voodoo curse, maybe.
Look, I don't know when they play Cleveland or Cincinnati to get some of those cats from the Haitians up there in Ohio, but hopefully it's soon, and then Tua can pass that on and then circle of life it, you know? We'll find out. Yeah,
he should definitely retire. He could still, he's going to make plenty of money. He's going to be set for life. He should just go ahead and retire, start microdosing psilocybin to regrow those neurons in his brain. And everything will be fine.
Yeah, hopefully he does it. I don't want to see another hit like that on television. And also, it blew the spread for me, and I'm not stoked about that. I'm sure he's thinking about that, and he's angry about it.
Wasn't playing good anyways. He had 145 yards and 3 interceptions. So, I mean, it's not like he's playing great football.
Right. He was terrible in this game. Now, if you have any of these guys in fantasy like I do of Tyreek Hill, it's not going to be a great season. Skylar Thompson looks horrific. There's one guy left. Who's out there? It's Ryan Tannehill is probably the best option.
Yeah, I guess, unless, you know,
bring him back to Miami and try it again.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of anybody else.
I think that's it.
If I'm the Dolphins, I'm going to try to just rebuild a new quarter, like get a new quarterback, you know, just try to get through the season and then try to get somebody in the draft and build from there. Cause you have the receivers to do it. So they have all the pieces that you want.
Yep.
Their defense gives up 31 points. I mean, come on, you can't give up 31 points, but when you throw 3 interceptions, it's kind of hard to. In this league, if you turn the fucking ball over, you're fucked. That's just the way it goes. If you can't keep the ball in your quarterback's hand, if the quarterback can't keep the ball in possession of the offense, you're going to lose those games. That's just the way it goes. I don't care how good of a team you have. If you turn the ball over, you're going to lose. Everybody else is too good.
I agree. And then next up was Dallas. A lot of turnovers there from Dak Prescott as well. He had 2 interceptions in this game. Are the Saints the best team in the league, Derek?
They're playing really good fucking football right now. That's the, I mean, for them to have, I thought it was a fluke against the Panthers, but then for them to beat the Cowboys like that.
At home, home opener for the Cowboys, absolutely embarrassed them. I just can't bring myself to say Derek Carr is going to lead this team to the NFC Championship and a potential Super Bowl title.
He might, though. You never know. I mean, this guy's playing lights. He's got the weapons, and he's using his weapons. He's being a really good, like, management quarterback. You know, he's managing the offense well. Alvin Kamara goes crazy. What do you have, 4 touchdowns?
Yep.
Three or 4 touchdowns?
3 on the ground, 1 receiving. He looks great. You got Olave back there.
That receiving touchdown was a screen pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like an 89-yard fucking screen pass or something like that. I mean, Alvin Kamara, if Alvin Kamara stays healthy and keeps playing the way he's playing, I mean, they got a good chance. He's only been to the playoffs once, right?
Has he? Has he been once? I don't remember Derek Carr ever going.
Didn't he make it once with the Raiders?
I think he might have, maybe a wild card.
It would
have
been a
like
wild
that.
Card. They haven't won that division in forever.
Forever, yeah. The Chiefs have been in that division.
I don't think they've won that division since Chucky was there the first time.
I don't think so either. It's it's been a while, but look, good for him, man. Saints are on a roll. Next up, Baker Mayfield against the Lions. I'm in on Baker Mayfield.
If you
want to
talk
man.
About who the best quarterbacks in the league right now are, Minshew's not one of them. If you look into his in the back of his stats.
Well, we just pulled up his stats, and he's number 1 and number 2.
Look into the back end of his stats. The vast majority of those passing yards came when they were fucking down big late against the Chargers. 220 of the fucking 500 yards came just in that fucking third and fourth quarter. So I don't want to hear about how good he is. But Baker Mayfield is very talented. He's got weapons. And he cares more about winning than anybody in the NFL, I think.
Yeah.
And he has to because he's undersized. He's a cracker.
Can I offer up some statistics to back up that Baker's actually good?
Yeah. Look,
I mean, I don't need to be convinced anymore at this point.
I don't either. And also the way he played, because this game was to me in the afternoon games. Mm. This was the one that I was really keeping an eye on to see what the NFC was actually going to be like this year. Because a lot of people are picking the Lions to go to the Super Bowl. According to Vegas, they're second behind the Chiefs, or at least they were when we did the pre-prediction show here. They were banged up. He still doesn't have a great running back here. And he's literally running in fucking touchdowns. And the guy wants it, man. So at this point, shit, give Baker his fucking flowers, man.
Yeah.
And to beat Detroit at home with a 6 spread there.
When Rashad White didn't do shit on the ground.
Nothing.
He didn't do shit on the ground.
Nothing. It was impressive, man, and it's awesome. Like, he beat them single-handedly, I felt like.
Through the first 95 games of his career, he has more touchdowns, less interceptions, and a higher passer rating than Drew Brees.
No shit. Yeah. They're the same height, too, so that's actually a really great comparison, because that's why I didn't think he would make it. It's not that I didn't like him. I just never thought a 5'10 quarterback could really do shit in this league. We have one. Well, for real, like Drew Brees, and that's kind of it. If you're looking at Bryce Young, he's having the same problems. He's actually benched this week. He's another smaller guy. You just never thought that they would actually do it. And Baker's the exception of the rule.
Well, we can talk about that too. And the general consensus, Mel Kiper went on a pretty heroic rant about it yesterday. Bryce Young might be able to function in certain offenses. And be pretty good at it, too, to be honest. Because Kyler Murray can do it. What's the difference? It's the same general player. But the Panthers, the way that they've handled the last 4 years of that franchise, is about as bad as I've seen a professional sports franchise managed. Maybe the White Sox right now are worse. Because if you remember the White Sox 3 years ago, it was like, oh, man, they got some guys. They got Luis Robert. They got some guys.
Yeah.
And it just – Tony La Russa was there as their manager, and it's just like – nothing. They made bad move after bad move. That's what Carolina's been doing. I don't know how much you can blame Bryce Young for it, to be honest.
I'm like, not sure either, dude.
Like, if you put any quarterback in the league on the Panthers, they're going to suck.
It's such a bad team that, yeah, I would love to see him. Like, take the Saints, for example. We'll go back to the Saints, Derek. If you put Bryce Young on the Saints and let him have all those weapons at wide receiver,
or trade him to Miami
back,
right now.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not kidding. Trade him to Miami right now for a second or third round draft pick, or even a first round, maybe, if Miami's done. If they see that Tua's not coming back, I would, if I'm Miami, I'd probably take that deal because there's no quarterback in next year's draft that I would draft.
Me neither.
I would take Bryce Young and immediately start him.
You're taking a chance anyways. You're going to be taking a risk if you draft a, because they have 100%. To draft a quarterback. Yeah. Tua's done. He's done. I don't care. But he says if he keeps playing,
he's gonna die. Yeah, he's gonna be Billy Bob from fucking Not Another Teen Movie,
or he'll look like Radio out there doing the rope drill.
What good does bench and Bryce Young right now do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like,
man.
you're bringing Andy Dalton. You're gonna win your ceiling's like winning 4 or 5 games with Andy Dalton
with,
like,
that team. Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, they do have Miles Sanders. He's old. They got Adam Thielen. Whatever. He's a little old too. But those are good players. But they And it ain't much.
And if you're the owner, I don't approve that of the coach. Like, I call the coach and be like, hey, dude, let's let this kid ride out the seasons, let him improve, see what happens. We have no shot at the playoffs or the Super Bowl. What's the harm in just letting him play through? Wait, I don't get
there,
it.
But on to your point, and on the other side of that, there's quite a bit of harm in just keeping him on the bench, because you've got 2 more seasons with this dude before he's entitled to a $50 million contract.
Potentially, yeah.
That's how it is, right?
Yeah.
You've got to do something about that fifth year. For quarterbacks especially, you've either got to fucking decide to franchise him down the road. I mean, just the economics of football. We just saw it with the Bears and the Steelers. The Bears wanted to reset the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a stupid decision, or at least they could have gotten somebody way better than Caleb Williams. But the math makes sense, and I think the Panthers are in that position now. This team isn't good enough to just put in a quarterback and let him figure it out. They're not good enough. He's going to get fucking destroyed. So send the guy where he can succeed, punt for a year or two, and get the guy that you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or get a guy, get a quarterback. The quarterback, I say this all the time. If you see a generational guy, you got to draft him. But the quarterback should be the last fucking part of your plan, in my opinion. Look at San Francisco. They've had great success by the fact that they have the quarterback as the last part of their plan. You've got to, especially if it's a young guy, you've got to have everything else. If he doesn't have weapons and he doesn't have blocking, you're going to fucking lose.
The Niners really lucked out with Brock Purdy, though. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, but you could say that the fucking Patriots lucked out with Brady, too.
They did.
Brady was a six-round draft pick. But yeah, it happens at least a couple times a generation. It happens where a good quarterback comes out of the later round. So, and look at the times when that's happened. Every single time it's happened has been when the team is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The team is really good, and maybe you draft three quarterbacks in one draft in the fifth, sixth, seventh round or something like that. Who fucking cares, right? Like, those players aren't usually playing anyways. I don't know. Just thinking that you're going to start your franchise out with a 5'10" quarterback is retarded to me. I just don't understand. That's dumber than what happened in Atlanta, drafted fucking Penix last year.
Yep. Yeah,
they should get what they can for him now. They should trade him to Miami.
They'll get a first round pick.
And if I'm Miami, I'm like, look, I'm just going to go ahead and take that first round pick. I mean, take the first round pick. Just do it. Just give that first round pick up, because you're going to risk it on another quarterback that hasn't even played in the league anyways, if you draft somebody. And you might as well just bring that guy in and believe in him. Yeah. And
I mean, Bryce had some good games last year. It was a rough season, but he had a couple of good games.
He has flashes of good football.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't think he has the team around him. And I think Miami has the weapons to win football games.
Yeah.
So if I'm Miami, I'm pushing, you already benched him. If they're going to bench him, they're going to ruin that guy's career. Cause a quarterback's confidence, like if you're not going to let him ride it out and figure it out, then you might as well trade him, because you're just going to crush his confidence. And then when you try to bring him back in, he's like, why would I play hard for these guys? Like they don't really care about me anyways. So I don't know. That's the way this generation works and operates. So if I'm the Panthers, I'm trying to get a first round pick for this guy and move on.
Yeah, I agree. Next up was Colts Packers. Got this one wrong as well here. Man, Colts minus 2.5. No Jordan Love. And Richardson throws three picks. Malik Willis comes in, hands off the ball 90 times, and it worked. They've got a good defense up in Green Bay. And they handed off the ball to Josh Jacobs 32 fucking times in this game.
151 yards. That guy's a dog.
Then Jaden Reed and Malik Willis both had 50 on the ground as two with end of rounds and the quarterback designed runs. Look, man, there are some teams out there, and the Chargers are probably going to lead the way on this because it's fucking Harbaugh, but they're going back to old school football. A lot of them are.
Yep.
Right? It's going to be really, like, I'm talking about, when I say old school, I mean like early 90s football. There's some flashy power players on the field, football. But it's power, power, power all the time.
Doubles.
Power and clock.
Double team. Counters. Belly. Those kind of plays.
Yep. It's going to be, it'll be fun. It's like almost like MMA. You get to see these different styles match up because the Chiefs don't play that way. they don't have any running backs.
They're the opposite of that.
We'll see how Kareem Hunt does.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was talking about this 2 years ago, how the league is going to change because you're getting all these like faster defensive linemen that can like run quarterbacks down and do all this, that offenses are going to start to transition to like, okay, well now we have to change. We're going to have to run power at these guys because they can't take the blocks, right?
No.
Smaller linemen aren't going to be able to take on these blocks. You know, you have your exceptions, like the Eagles have a defensive line that could probably, handle an offense. But mostly across the league, everybody's trying to find these pass rushers and they can't play the run. So if you just run power at a guy over and over and over again, eventually, they're going to fold.
Yeah, I agree. And from a fantasy standpoint, we're seeing it because it's almost rare now that you see a bunch of quarterbacks over 300 yards, whereas a few years ago, everybody was throwing over 300 yards every single game, and slowly that's starting to decrease. Now, I know there isn't as great of quarterback talent as there has been in the past. Maybe that's a part of it.
It comes in waves.
Yeah.
Like the mid to late 90s, it was all quarterbacks, man. That's all you fucking heard about. Even the early 2000s to some degree, but sometime in the early 2000s, people started running the ball again. Actually, the late 90s, too. The Broncos did it. They kind of created running back university there in Denver for a good, 15-year period.
Terrell Davis, they had a bunch of guys there.
A lot of dudes, not just that stayed with the Broncos, but that played a couple years and went on elsewhere and were highly successful as well. I don't know, man. This is going to be an interesting couple of years.
It was a different type of run game. Like, it was more of a counter offense. They ran a lot of counter.
Yeah.
So basically what they would do is they'd get the offensive lineman running and get the defense running. And then the running back can just kind of make a decision and the cutback.
Yeah, right now Saquon Barkley is the best in the NFL at that. Like, they lost the game the other day, but watching him run the ball is fun, to
it
be
is.
Honest. Like, he's powerful and fucking patient.
And especially with a good line.
He like, for some reason, as soon as the ball gets into his hands, or maybe even before, he already sees which way the line is moving, and he'll just pause for a second. His feet are still moving. And you get to see him kind of slow down and then speed up really quick through a hole. I don't know if anybody else in the league is doing it as well as him right now. I mean,
and I'll tell you why that
looks like old school running.
That's hard to stop as a defensive lineman, because you have to, like, when you're running with a guy, when you're running with an offensive lineman and that running back makes a decision, it's easy to snap off and make a tackle. But when he's patient and makes you have to like wait and stop for a second, there's no time to catch him. He's already past you. Like, that's why he's so good. He plays it perfect.
The only thing he needs to work on is catching the ball on third down with 2 minutes left. What's that? Falcons win.
I can't believe he tried.
Falcons win. Can't believe it. So shocked, Derek, that I lost that game. I had
you took the Eagles in that one.
I had Eagles minus 5.5. They're up by 6. All I need them to do is just run the ball up the middle. I don't know why they didn't. He went out, you know, tried that swing pass there.
They're up 3 there.
They were up 3. Well, you were getting a field goal regardless, right? So let's just say you took a knee on it. You probably would have left the Falcons. I think they said on the broadcast with about 1:05 left.
No, I mean, it was the right call. It was the right play. Fucking he drops it. Because he gets the first down, the game's over.
Yes, either way. But do you risk it is the question. I know Barkley took the blame for it after the game.
Yeah, but whatever, man. I mean, certainly the blame is all his. That was a perfect play to run.
Mm-hmm.
Worked to perfection. The pass was on point, which is Hurts' strong suit, throwing on the run, those short outs right there. That's pretty good for him. So, you know, he's going to do a good job. That's why they called the play. Barkley's got to catch that ball, man. What the fuck?
Game over.
Yep.
I mean, game is done.
Game is over.
As soon as it doesn't even matter what happens. If he goes out of bounds and they have to restart the clock or anything, it's a first down. That game, as soon as he catches that ball, is over. That's got to suck. But it's, you know, a long season. Nobody's going 17-0. I'm surprised anybody's ever gone 16-0. There's not one fucking prayer anybody's going 17-0. Just you can't have the depth to do that. People get dinged up too much. There's no fucking way, right?
Not in today's NFL. I don't think.
There's no way. So the Eagles are still one of the best teams in football, I think.
I agree. I still look like the best in the NFC to me. It was a lucky game by them. Defense played well.
You think they're better than the Saints?
Yes.
I think the defense... probably just to hold down the score of games and all that. But the Saints can do it on the offensive side by running the ball, though, right? Like, you controlling the clock is a two-way street there. So maybe it'll even out. They're going to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll fucking see.
And let's be honest, they held the Falcons to 15 points up until that last, you know, minute 45 drive there. Yeah. Like, it
went down the field in 40 seconds.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask out of your defense to be like, hey, dude, like, it I've got the Eagles still. I know I picked them in the pre-prediction show, but they've got all the tools and the talent there, and Saquon Barkley is the best. Yeah. And if he stays healthy, that's the difference maker for me.
They actually don't play. Oh, no, they do. They play the Saints next week.
The Eagles?
At yeah, Saints.
I'm going to the game.
Yeah. Are you really? Look at you, Delco. We'll get to it.
That'll be a good one. I'm excited.
Be a good game.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Jets, Titans, didn't bet this one here. Wasn't real confident in it. Thank God. It would have been a heartbreaker down to the very, very end there. Rodgers still doesn't look great. Not sure what's going to happen with the Jets. Titans are still the Titans, it turns out.
Yeah, Titans are okay on defense, but there's no... They have offensive weapons, but Will Levis ain't going to get it done. Not this early in his career. He might actually turn... He's kind of a meathead, so he might be a good quarterback at some point just through repetition. He's never going to be Peyton Manning calling complex audibles at the line of scrimmage or anything. But who the fuck is Peyton Manning? Don't make that your fucking guy to compare yourself to. You could be successful in the league. Rodgers looked better throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Quite a bit better, actually.
But he still doesn't look completely healthy.
No, I think he's working himself into it, to be honest. But he's going to have to turn it up at some point. Somebody, I can't remember who it was. Somebody was making this point this morning on First Take, I think. The way that Aaron Rodgers plays, he's the best ever at the free play, right? Mm-hmm. A defensive penalty and he's got a free play. He's turned that into like 70 touchdowns or something
throughout
the course of his career. He's the best at that. which means he's a quick thinker.
Right? He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. So the more he opens it up like that, like they're going to start stacking the box and covering that. They're going to start playing like a tight cover two or something like that and have dudes all within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. And this throwing the ball 5 and 10 yards ain't going to cut it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And the Jets' offensive line is better than it used to be, but it's still not perfect. No offensive line is perfect. They're not going to withstand a full game of that shit. Nobody – just you got to cycle guys in and out. So I think opening up the playbook is going to become necessary for them soon.
Well, they have the receivers.
To keep the pressure off him, just to keep too much pressure from getting behind those guys. Because, you know, you've got animals like Derek coming after you all the time. It's like you got to get the ball out. But if that short route is taken away because dudes are compressed down in like a fucking bunched up cover two like that, then there's no quick way to throw the ball. You're getting sacked. You're getting sacked or you're throwing the ball out of bounds all the time. They've got to go deep. I think he's only thrown the ball over 20 yards like 5 times or something.
Yeah, he needs to air it out. So we'll see what happens this week and if they can really turn it around. They're 1-1, though. So, hey, something. Yes, Jets fans, maybe. Who knows? Seahawks, Patriots, worthless game to me. Didn't care, didn't bet it. And, came down to a last-second field goal. Seattle is 2-0. Geno, though.
Threw for almost 330 yards.
Geno finally, had a game. Maybe he does realize that he's got the best three wide receivers combined there, probably.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ, bro.
So Metcalf, 10 receptions, 130 yards, and a tutty. Jackson Smith and Jigma, 12 receptions, 117 yards. There won't be a game all season or any point during his career, as a matter of fact, while he's got these guys, that Metcalf and Jigma or Lockett won't be open on a regular basis throughout the course of one game.
Yeah.
Just because you can't, there's not enough good fucking defensive backs in the world to cover that those three guys.
No.
So it's like, how quickly in the game is, if I'm the OC for Seattle, the only thing I give a fuck about, because you've got some pretty serious runners over there. I think they've got that he's hurt right now, but they got a good running back.
Yeah, Walker was out this week. But,
yeah, but he'll be back.
He's Walker, one of the Walker, best the in the league when he's healthy.
My as an OC of the Seahawks, the only thing I give a fuck about is identifying as quickly as possible in that game that day which one of these motherfuckers isn't being covered properly, right? And just light who's that dude bitch? Up. And just light that dude up. Who's the bitch on the field? Who's the linebacker or the cornerback that we can fuck up all day, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have to move somebody over to adjust for him, and then I'm hitting the other side, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only job you have in Seattle. They've got a good offensive line. They got a good running back. All you got to do is fucking figure that part out early in the game. And how are you going to beat Jackson Smith and Jigma and fucking Ty Lockett and DK Metcalf? There's no way you could beat all three of those guys.
I know. It's insane. It's all up to Geno there.
Well, it's up to the OC. Geno's not going to see that.
Well, Geno's got to deliver the ball there. He had problems last year, and then the first game wasn't great for him. This game, he looked good. It still took him to overtime.
He was efficient in both games. He was 18 for 25 in the first game. The team looks bad. I mean, he's getting sacked 2 or 3 times every game.
Is that what it is? Because I'm looking at it, and it's just so hard to figure out with this much talent.
He's got like 73.5% completion percentage. That's what I'm telling you. You got to look at, we can look at his splits right now. How many of his passes are over? They only do field position here. You should look into like passes 0 to 5, 5 to 15, and 15 plus, and see where they're going. Cause those, chunk plays means that you're getting time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That means you have good route runners and, or you're getting time from your offensive line. Maybe he's not, I don't know.
I don't know. He had a terrible season last year. I don't know, fantasy team.
His efficiency is really high, but his yards per attempt is only 7.2, which would be near the bottom of the league. So that tells you that he's throwing the ball short, which is insane to me considering the receivers they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
He can't see the field. He's not making the reads. He's just throwing the check down every time.
Is that what it is, Derek?
Yeah, that's what, when a quarterback is doing that, that's because he's not confident in throwing the long ball. Mm. So he's check down every time because it's safe and it makes his QBR look good.
Speaking of not afraid to throw the long ball here, the Giants Commanders was up next. What do you do with Daniel Jones here? Giants are 0-2. We said they would go 0-17 this year. They're on pace, thank God. For the Commanders, they had 7 field goals in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Giants are now the second team in NFL history to score 3 touchdowns, give up 0, and still lose the game. The record for those games so far is 2-1294. And yep. The other one was in like 1955 or some shit when they don't even have rules.
No,
they people were just wearing nothing. Like burlap sacks and fucking they had bacon strapped to their head to prevent concussions or whatever. Yeah, it's like the Commanders or the what do you call it? The Redskins. I'm fine with the way they played. Brian Robinson was good. Jay Daniels ran the ball well. I think they've got a script for him this season. They don't think they're going to win anything, you know? The Redskins, not in the NFC East. There's no fucking way, right?
I think so, but I think they're tied for first right
now. Yeah, we're 2 games in. But I don't think they think they're going to win anything. If I'm the coach, I'm trying to build Jaden Daniels' confidence across the season. Set, like, reasonable goals each week for him to hit. Like, hey, okay, this week we want to focus on this. We want to get these results, right?
A vision board.
Yeah, because that's not – and for Bryce Young, it's just like, hey, dude, good luck out there. There's not even a Henry V speech. It's just like, hey, I hope you survive, bud.
Yeah, we hope you live through this game. Yeah. Chargers 2-0 here. Look, this is Harbaugh football again. Herbert, 130 yards passing in this game. And he's barely letting it throw.
Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins is back. We talked about this in the pre-prediction show. If he was healthy, it could have a team because this is definitely the style that Harbaugh plays.
And he's got Gus too. I mean, that's the team. Plus. That's the team that fucking Harbaugh builds too. Like, I want 2 running backs. I want a fucking fast one.
Guys from his brother. He got those guys from his brother too.
So, yeah, it's true. Yeah,
I was in.
They were both on the Ravens last year.
Yeah. You were there. How is John as a coach?
Oh, he's awesome. I love Harbaugh. I love that guy. He's a player's coach, man. Like, he loves his guys. He makes it about the players. The Ravens are struggling. I don't know what the hell's going on with them, but you know, that's another team that should be a lot better than they are. But
well, we'll get to it. They ran into a buzzsaw named Gardner Minshew there, Derek. I called this last week on the show. Money line Raiders, and they're back, dude. This is a wild card team, and here we go, dude. Looking at the Raiders schedule for real, they could probably win 9 or 10 games. It's not that difficult of a schedule out of these guys. And he's using Devontae Adams there, who's, you know, one of the greatest wide receivers in the league. So who knows? The biggest shock is what the Ravens aren't doing there. What is it, Derek? What is it with those guys?
I don't understand. I don't see why they aren't scoring more points. I just don't. They have so many good football players on that team. It's like they, you know, the past like 5 or 6 years, they started the season out really hot and then kind of ended and then kind of died out in the end of the season. And it's like the opposite now. Now they're just like, you know, fucking off through the first 4 weeks, it seems. And then they're going to, hopefully they turn it on in November. Like that's what it's like they're doing. They're waiting for October and November football to really turn it on. But I mean, I haven't heard Derrick Henry's name at all. Like, what is he doing? And Dan, you said it, he starts the season out slow, usually does, but I don't know, but you got to win. You can't lose all 4 of these first 4 games. You can't go 0-4 and then expect to like turn it on. That just doesn't happen.
Well, what they're really not doing is scoring in the fucking red. They're getting into the red zone. They're putting up yards.
Yeah,
they had 450 something yards against Kansas City, and they scored 2 touchdowns.
That's
what the fuck, dude? You can't
they need to run the ball when you get in there.
You can't traverse the field 5 times, like end to end, and not score points. Like that's not good. They were 1-for-4 in the red zone against the Chiefs, and then against the Raiders, they were red zone. They were 2-for-3. So they only even got into the red zone 3 times. They had 11 penalties for 109 yards against the
Raiders. That's a problem.
What?
That's a
problem. At your home stadium?
Yeah.
That's 11 is 11 is like, that's a lot of penalties.
I know. You love the bank.
Dude, playing in the bank is unbelievable. It's so fun. The fans are awesome. Like the environment is just so crazy. The purple lights, it's crazy. But I do, I think that I guarantee Harbaugh right now, what he's doing is talking to them about penalties. Whatever meeting, they're like, hey, we got to fucking clean this shit up. Like, we have to be a disciplined football team. You can't give up a whole length of a football field in penalties. You can't do it. You're not going to win football games doing that.
That's wild.
Yeah, that blows my mind. Especially on a hardball football team, because he is like, he preaches that, you know, like not like a penalty-free game is important to him, and he preaches that a lot. So I'm shocked that they gave up that many penalty yards.
Well, think about that style of game where you're trying to run the ball and control the clock, right? But all you run the ball, they had 150 yards on the ground. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
109 yards in penalties. Two-thirds of that you wiped out.
Yep.
Right? And who knows? Like, I don't know how many of those penalties happened on in big moments either, where they either let the Raiders convert on a third down or they didn't convert on one themselves because they were third and short and they were about to convert, and now all of a sudden it's third and fucking 15 or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Sloppy and undisciplined. That's why they're 0-2.
Yeah.
They've got talent.
I said that about Derrick. You know, Derrick Henry, he played a good football game. You know, like he, 84 yards on like what, 18 carries or something? 18 like that.
Carries and a touchdown. So, yeah, strange to see. And look, it doesn't get any easier for them. It doesn't get any easier for them next week. They got the Dallas Cowboys, which we'll chat about here after the break. We'll move on to the Browns versus Jaguars.
Oh, boy.
Boy, awful game. didn't bet this, didn't watch it, didn't want to look at it.
Another year of like, okay, so what are the Browns going to do?
I don't know.
You can't keep doing this.
Can't keep doing this. And then what do you do with Trevor Lawrence? He's 0-2 down there in Jacksonville. They got two games in London, which are never easy for anybody playing there. And he hasn't looked great. Like, there's not been a year yet that I'm like, oh, shit, this is the dude who's going to be the savior of the franchise.
They've been hyping that dude up since he was like 15 years old.
Oh, 100%, because he's from Georgia. So in Georgia, it was him and Justin Fields. And for years, those were the two guys, 1-2 out of there. And same year, same class, same everything. And great in college, hasn't been great in the NFL. So
you think he's dumb?
You know,
I don't see the decision making that like an elite quarterback would make.
Christ is making the decisions first, Eric, and then it goes into like his helmet from Christ, and then through Christ, anything is possible.
Yeah, he learned that from Dabo.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that maybe Christ isn't calling the right plays for him, and I'm not sure. we'll have to chat with his head coach on that or the OC down there. Maybe get Jesus a headset for next week's game. Because 0-2 is not going to cut it here, and they just gave him another contract. So that's your guy. You're stuck with him.
He's as far as quarterbacks in the world goes, he's one of the top 30 for sure. So you got
to
pay him.
Yeah,
just the way it is.
Yeah,
man.
It's strange to say.
He's actually not. He had an inefficient game against the Browns this week, but overall, relatively efficient. He's having the highest average yards per play of his career so far. It's not by much, but it does show some improvement. But I don't know, man. I don't think it's a very good win.
Their defense held them to 18.
Yeah,
right?
Like you got to win that game. If your defense doesn't give up 20, you got to win that game.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, man.
And they're not winning the game.
They're not
so
winning shit.
They're nothing. Cardinals, Rams. Look, Kyler Murray finally figured out that he had Marvin Harrison Jr. on the team, and they torched it second half. They didn't have to do anything in the second half.
130 yards on 4 receptions is insane.
That was it. And that was all in the first half. After that, they just kind of, you know, chilled out the rest of the game, and rightfully so. This was never close. The Rams are in deep, deep shit now because they lost Nacua. He's on the IR. Cooper Kupp was limping after that game. It appears like he might potentially go to the IR as well. Then who's left there? I mean, you got Matt Stafford and a running back.
And I'll tell you something. Here's something. You're going to start seeing this with the Broncos, too. You already see it with McGlinchey. But when a team starts losing, when it looks like all hope is lost and you're not going to have no chance to win a playoff game, guys that are a little banged up, they're not going to play through those injuries. They're just going to go on IR. So all their best players are going to start. You're going to see that. That's just something I noticed around the league, that guys will preserve themselves instead of busting their ass for a losing record and no chance of like competing. So you're going to see, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see guys on teams like the Rams and the Broncos and they're going to, the Panthers, it's going to be, you'll see it come week 6, 7, even into week 12, you'll start seeing guys just, fuck it. You know,
Yeah, I agree. I've heard that rumor for years. It's nice that it's confirmed because that's what we've always heard. So, yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen to the Rams and the Broncos and those guys. Speaking of which, the world's biggest losers is up next. The Broncos. Man, they were awful. Bob, was there audio from that press conference there with the Broncos for Derek?
Yes.
Okay. Play this for Derek real quick.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So Derek, that was the Broncos game right there. That was actually this is the audio from the telecast. So we just kind of pulled it there. I hope we don't get dinged by CBS for it, but that was the audio during the actual telecast of the Broncos in this game. Another interesting fucking Mike Tomlin team again, dude. It's just with Mike Tomlin, it doesn't matter who's out there. He just fucking wins. They're not doing anything with Fields, by the way. They're not letting him throw the ball or do anything. It's just like, hey, can we just eke out another win and then lean on the defense? Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing is they know the Broncos can't really stop the run, right? They can't. They just, you know, they're Swiss cheese out there. So you just keep running the ball, you know, 17 carries, 69 yards for Najee Harris. Who I like, I think he's a great running back. So the Broncos are fucked, dude. They are fucked. And Bo Nix, the decision making, like, dude, throw the ball out of bounds. Don't just give it to him. Don't just throw an interception. All right. Don't just, if all hell breaks loose and it's like, we're fucked, just throw the ball out of bounds and live to play another down. Don't just give them great field position so they can come down. It makes me fucking crazy. Like, this is easily coachable. It just showed, and a guy that with all the experience that he had in college, he played fucking 10 years of college football. Like, he should fucking know better. But I don't get it. I don't understand what they're, I don't know what they're going to do. This guy, they're going to have to ride it out with this guy, and hopefully he figures it out, you know, next season or the season after that, because this guy is fucking silly. It's silly, this shit he's doing.
It is, and I'm glad to hear you say it, Derek, because, you know, I pounded it into your head during the pre-prediction show, and everything has come to fruition up there. Nightmare franchise. Maybe move them somewhere else. I heard Fresno is looking for a new team out there, so maybe sell Denver Broncos out to Fresno. Fresno Broncos has a nice ring to it. A lot of
they're
people...
They're building a whole new facility. We're talking about Walmart here. All right. They're building a whole new facility and they're talking about new stadium and everything. So
yeah, good luck with all that.
Derek, I've heard otherwise. I've heard after this performance, they're thinking about shutting it down. The taxpayers don't want to see this every Sunday. They don't want it on local television.
They should build a dome that's in the shape of John Elway's head. And that would be apropos for that franchise. Everybody from miles away could see exactly why not to come there and watch a game.
It would see 200,000 people if it was built after Elway's head, dude.
Just in the forehead section.
Yeah, you come in through the teeth. Those are the gates, and you just peel open those teeth to start letting the fans in early there. Awful team.
They almost got shut out. Like, they really almost got shut out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By a subpar Steelers team.
It sure did.
Disgusting. Should have just rode it out with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Next week, last week we said the next one was the game of the week. This is Bengals Chiefs, and it was the game of the week. Derek, Chiefs pulled it off again.
Dude, I really can't believe.
Extreme MAGA Republican Harrison Butker with the game winning kick.
Yeah.
You know?
And extreme MAGA Republican Pat Mahomes with the game-winning drive. Yeah. So you love to see it there.
I love to see some good MAGA Republicans. Yeah.
I would have been fine with Travis Kelce's White Girls for Kamala performance going up a little bit because he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
If you could stop fucking me, Trav, that'd be nice.
The Chiefs had a lot of fucking penalties in this game. They were trying as hard as they could to give this game up. And as soon as the ball was in his hands at the end of the game, were you watching this one? Because I was watching this one. I had a lot of money on it. Lost this one because the spread was 6.
I didn't watch it because I didn't think the Bengals were going to compete. I just didn't because they just looked so bad. But, you know, we said it last week that the Bengals always play the Chiefs. Mm. They always play good football against the Chiefs. And fuck, they almost squeaked one out, man.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like the Chiefs weren't really paying much attention.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, because they probably saw last week, and it happens a lot in the NFL.
But they were 1 for 8 on third down. Andy Reid teams do not go 1 for 8 on third down ever. That's just like, they just phoned it in. That's what.
What are the penalties like?
Yeah, Mahomes had a sloppy game passing. He had 2 really bad picks. Yeah. He's on my fantasy team, so I watch all this game as well. And
they have 4 penalties for 44 yards, but it was two of them were in big moments. And then
I'm talking about the Bengals. Did they?
Oh, the Bengals had 80 yards of penalties.
Yeah, see, that's fucking.
They're always fucked up. I mean, I think they lead the league in penalties the last couple of years, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the only reason they lost the game was because of a penalty on that PI at the end of it. It was an obvious PI. I don't want to see the fucking memes anymore. That was easy to call there, but it was 4th and 16. All you had to do is guard the guy, and you're good to go, and you win the game. And they couldn't do it. Got a PI penalty. The wildest thing to me, Derek, that I've noticed, and we tried to talk about this with Mike Vanderjack a couple years ago. I said, man, the kickers these days and the numbers they're putting up are obscene. Like, this was never happening before.
You're starting to see it in college now too.
Yes,
this year far, all the college, every college game we've been to this year, including Eastern Illinois at Illinois, had a 50-plus yard field goal kicked in it.
Dude, you never saw that back in the day. Maybe
it's like the fastball in Major League Baseball. Everybody's throwing 100 now, so we're gonna start seeing dudes coming out kicking 70 yards now.
Well, you got close because they brought in Butker for a 68-yarder, and then Andy Reid called it off at the last second. But they said in warm-up that he had hit from 72.
Oh, yeah.
So, that dude can hammer the fucking football.
Yeah, it's the power of Christ compelling him to kick the shit out of that ball.
Sure is.
But when you got a proper wife at home making sourdough bread.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's fucking beef. He's got it.
He stops hitting those, she has to get a job.
It's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's not happening, dude. He keeps his fucking shit tight at home, and he says, don't you worry, babe. I got this. But watching Andy Reid say, hey, dude, I'm okay with a 52-yarder to win, because they could have ran the ball or thrown it a little closer. Yeah. They had like a good 2 plays left on the clock. And Andy Reid's like, nah, just put in Butker, dude, from 52. Like, that's just a drop in the bucket now, I guess, because every team seems to be doing it. And yeah, he porked it right through the middle.
He drilled it.
Sure did. Like, he drills his wife at home. He keeps everyone happy, Derek. Okay. Keeps everyone happy there, and congratulations. Chiefs are 2-0. Last but not least, here was the Bears versus the Texans. I don't think either of us were shocked about this. Yeah, the Bears look like garbage again.
Texans got good defense, though. They got a really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Playing old school defense, too.
And for the Texans, look, they're 2-0, and they're exactly where they should be. Didn't really look like they had to try much during this game. They didn't really care during it. And I don't know. Easy victory there. Yeah. The only gripe I had was the spread was 6, and they ended up pushing late. And that fucking sucked for me. I lost a lot of money this week. From our title sponsor, MyBookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I got to reload this week. It was terrible in the NFL. I let you guys down, and I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to do better this week. I'm going to Harrison Butker myself and bring a little Christ into my life here for these next picks and do better. But you at home can bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to turn that first deposit, double it from $1,000 up to $2,000. If you're an old school homie of the show, you can reload that account and they'll give you a bonus as well there. I know that I need it. So once again, you can get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Huge fan of these microfactors. Dan can attest. I literally took them 2 seconds before we went on air here. I got them in my body. Why? Because I'm not working out the way I needed to today. I'm not eating the way I needed to today. No, I'll eat healthy tonight. But definitely don't have time to go to the gym today. What's in them? You got the big 6. You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. And D'Anthony, they're not just a vitamin company. They're also protein.
Yeah, protein.
Best in the biz.
Do you think guys like Derek eat a lot of protein? How much protein do you eat a day?
Probably I'll eat like 50 in the morning. And then I'll work out and then I'll eat another 50. So close to 200 to 250.
Yeah.
How much do you?
About the same.
Yeah.
2 to 250, somewhere in that range. It depends on what I'm doing workout wise
yeah.
during that period of the year or whatever I'm in. But 2 to 250. And to be honest, getting that amount of protein into your body just through food can be a problem sometimes.
Difficult.
Yeah. So supplement with clean protein that doesn't have a bunch of weird bullshit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just their powder protein. First Form's got the best. The level one bars are the best.
Oh, the best.
The meat sticks.
Those level one bars are what I take with me when I hunt. So
yeah, same. Yeah. Yep.
The other day I took, I went 4,200 vertical feet in 15 miles chasing these bulls way up in the high country. So we were at like 12,000 feet elevation and got after it. And I didn't have any, I had like a peanut butter and jelly with me and that was about it. Cause I was going to have to go that far. Cause I assumed it was going to, I was like, they should be right here, but no, they weren't. And those fucking, those bars were everything, got me through the hunt. If not, cause like I burned like 4,000 calories, you know, during that hunt. So for me to have something to put into my body, you know, to keep me going, it's nice.
It is. And you heard it here, First Form. They saved Derek Wolf's life over the weekend. He probably would have died.
So he owes you Andy a fucking life debt now.
Yeah.
Which means you've got to be his slave or whatever.
I don't know. I had to pay for those. The motherfucker ain't sending me those things.
That's true. We did not pay for any of these.
And you can go to firstform.com/drinkingbros to grab yours now. Free shipping on orders over $75. That is spelled 1STPHORM. firstform.com/drinkingbros. You're up in Colorado. Is there any Broncos up there in the mountains?
Like wild horses?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see any.
Yeah, I didn't think Denver's seen any either this year. Just wanted to check with you, see if there was any.
Had a giant fucking moose hanging out with us for a while.
Well, when they move that team to Fresno, maybe they can be the Fresno Moose and they can start winning again. But it's going to be a long time, Derek. speaking of a long time here, this Thursday night game should be pushed a long time into the future. Maybe 5-10 years until these franchises are good again. Patriots at the Jets. On drinkingbrostickets.com, these are going for $73. That's been a long time since tickets have been that low to a game like this. My God, man. This is Jets -6 at home. Derek, we'll start with you. Who do you got? The over-under is only 38.5. Yikes.
I think New England could probably pull this one off.
You think so?
I mean, the Jets... It all depends on if Aaron Rodgers fucking gets it together. But I do. I think New England just, they're good at scheming teams up, especially guys like Aaron Rodgers. So.
Yeah. What do you think, D'Anthony?
I'll take the Jets -6.
Okay.
I would take -6. I think it's going to be like a field goal type of game if they do win.
Yeah. I mean, Patriots +6 isn't a bad bet because neither one of these teams score a lot of points. So keeping it low, keeping the spread low on either side of the bet is probably the better idea. But. I think that Rodgers is going to have a bit of a breakout week this week.
Yeah, on the Thursday night?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He always does good on short games. Yeah. I mean, he's old too, so who the fuck knows? But he
usually, saying on a short week, I think that it's, I wouldn't take the -6. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be, they're going to squeak one out if they do win.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll see. And I think this is going to be a game where they get after it, to be honest.
You think they just fucking take off?
What's that?
You think the Jets just fucking take off this game? Like,
is the springboard game for them. They've played, they've dipped their toe in the water twice and had some varying degrees of success there. But I think they've got their playbook a little figured out now. And I just think I think this is when the playbook starts to open up a little bit. Rodgers is good still. I mean, he's gonna score some points out there.
I'm going to take the Patriots plus the 6 points. I'm with you. I think this is a close game, and I think it's probably 6 or 3. I would truthfully like to buy this up a half a point and take the Jets. Trap
game. I mean, this is a fucking trap game.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Stevenson's having a fantastic year.
I'm with Dan. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to fucking light these guys up because New England had a grinder.
Okay. Like
it's a short week. Mm. And you're right. Aaron Rodgers fucks people up on those short weeks because everybody's banged up. And I think you're right. I would take the Jets in this.
Okay. I'm going to take the Patriots plus the points and probably buy a half a point there. Again, I think this is 6 or 3, but we'll see. I'd love to see Rodgers break out. He's fantastic, and I like watching the receivers there. It'd be great. Maybe this is the week. We'll find out.
He's 11-6 on Thursday night.
That's not bad.
With 105.7 rating, 4,400 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
He had a good season on Thursday for a career. So, yeah, I think I'll take that.
Okay. Next up, we got the Giants at the Browns. This is Browns minus 6.5. Yikes, dude. I don't even watch this game. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Browns. The Giants are so shit that I'm taking the Browns.
It's another over under of 38.5.
I think they win by a touchdown easy.
Okay. D'Anthony, who you got?
Man, the Giants are so bad. The Browns are also bad. So I'm going to take the under 38.5.
I like that a lot, actually. Yeah, that under is looking really, really nice there.
38.5, I this is crazy, but it seems really high for this game.
Bro.
Like, what the fuck?
And that'll lead us into the next one. This one's 37.5 in this game. This is Packers at the Titans. Malik Willis is going home, trying to prove him wrong down there. They wronged him. This is his revenge game. This is Tennessee minus 2.5. Derek, who you got?
I can't bet Tennessee. They fucking stink, too.
I can't bet on Malik Willis again. Like, I lost him last week. Dude, is he going to be that much better going home? Oh, as much as I hate to say it, I think I'm going to take the Titans in this one.
No.
I mean, the thing is, if Green Bay wins, it's going to be tight. I'd take the under on that for sure, though.
I'm going to buy a half a point and take Green Bay plus 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to win the game.
It's a gross game.
It is gross, but they're going to win. So
I don't know who's going to win this game, but,
the Packers are quite a bit better at football. Neither one of the teams has a functioning quarterback. So that's not even a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would take the under here. Cause I think it's gonna be like a 13-10.
It's like 17-13 or some bullshit like that.
It feels like we're betting on a preseason game right now.
Or like the Hall of Fame game, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a tough one, but give me Tennessee minus 2.5.
I'll probably take that under as well.
Speaking of preseason games, the next one's going to feel the identical. Bears at Colts.
Oh, my God. How is this 43.5?
And minus 1. How is Indy only minus 1?
I don't know.
Richardson's been loose with the ball lately. The Colts are okay on defense, I guess. I don't know.
I guess after last week, I mean, they put up 10 points and 3 picks. Who do you got, Derek?
Indy, for sure. Listen, dude, Caleb Williams is garbage. Absolute fucking hot garbage.
Who you got? Paints
fucking nails. I can't stand him.
Yeah, I'll bet against anytime there's a bet against Caleb Williams, I'll take it.
Okay.
Because he's a fucking loser.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's minus 1.
Yeah.
It probably could have been a pick 'em here, to be honest with you, but I'm with you. I'll take the Colts minus 1 in this game, and hopefully they turn it around. They're 0-2.
Are you betting the under?
43.5, yes.
Definitely bet the under. I'd bet Indy and bet the under on that one for sure.
And the shocking thing about it is I'm looking on Drinker Bros tickets right now. Tickets are high for this dog shit game. Yeah. Last row in the stadium here is $185. For what?
There's nothing else to do in Indianapolis.
That's true.
Except for leave. Sorry, guys. I didn't fucking move you there.
It's not the best. But yeah, holy shit, neither is this game. Next up, 2-0 Texans at the 2-0 Vikings, led by Sam Darnold. Maybe he's found his home. Maybe this is where Baker Mayfield, you know, began. This might be his origin story here for him. This is Houston minus 2. What? Who do you take, Derek? Who you got?
I'm taking Houston.
I'm hammering Houston in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You got to take him.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings they've done respectably against a really bad team and then against a pretty good team, but without Christian McCaffrey, right?
Uh-huh.
They still gave up 105 rushing yards to some slapdick I've never heard of.
I think not that guy's good. But the 49ers fucking sleep on this one and we're like, we're going to skirt past these fuckers.
Yeah, I agree, because they don't, the Vikings barely have a functioning team. I think the Texans win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, Bob, watch out for our guest that's coming in next here, and greet him if you don't mind. Bring him on in here as we wrap up the NFL show. Next up, we got Eagles at the Saints.
The game here. Of the week.
Game right of the there. Week. I can't believe I'm saying this about Derek Carr, but it is New Orleans -2.5. Derek, who you got?
I think the Eagles are going to humble them.
D'Anthony?
Yeah, I'll take Eagles +2.5.
Yep.
Like, they're one of the most complete teams in football. It's going to be week to week. They're still figuring it out. Jalen Hurts is not throwing the ball downfield very much. But there's, yeah, come on, man.
I'm with you. Look, I still got the Eagles in this one. If the Saints win this week, then you have my attention. Like, fine, I'll fucking do it.
If the Saints win this game, then they're fucking the real deal.
They might fucking run us.
You think so, Delco?
I'm terrified. Fucking terrified. In New Orleans, I'm going to take my dad for his 65th birthday to go see the Birds get blown out by the Saints. It's going to fucking kill him.
I think it would be nice if you and your dad got in a fight with some of those fucking those Mongos down there.
It'd be great.
I can't understand anything they say. So if you guys win or lose as a Philly fan, I know it doesn't matter to you. Just start punching people.
I'll just throw hands.
Yeah. That's it. Just throw hands there. But I'm with you. I got the Eagles in this one. And then if the Saints win, I'll reevaluate my entire life next week. Next up, we got the Chargers at the Steelers. Both 2-0. This is Pittsburgh -1. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Chargers.
D'Anthony?
This is a good game, too. Never going to bet against the Steelers. Not in a game like this.
I know.
This is the same team playing each other,
it
basically,
is.
Yep. Right? Herbert's a better quarterback than Fields is. I think that Dobbins is a better running back as well than Najee Harris, at least performance-wise he has been.
When he's healthy, yeah, he's been good this year.
And the Chargers have a really good defense, top 10. Pittsburgh has a top 2 defense, probably, I think. I think Pittsburgh wins the game.
And the over is 35.5 in this. Yeah. We're starting to get into my kids' over-unders here on the football field. But I'm with you. I can't bet against Tomlin at home. He just fucking wins somehow. It's not impressive.
It's also their home opener.
Yeah.
And I know, Fields watched the situation with Russell Wilson is going to come to a head at some point. If he's still winning, you got to keep him in there, I think. Right. Mm-hmm. So he wants to fucking win this game. He's going to be into it.
Next up, we got those loser Broncos that you played for last Super Bowl. You won for them. Obviously it'll be the last one they ever win before they go to Fresno. They're playing Baker Mayfield this week. Good luck down there. Baker's bacon down there. This is Tampa Bay. -6.5. Over under, still another one that hasn't hit 40 here. 39.5 in this game. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking Tampa.
There it is. There it is.
I can't. Broncos in this one. Because Baker's going to fucking light these guys up.
He sure is. He sure is. D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah. The question is do I take Buccaneers -10 at an alt line? Because I think this is going to be an ugly game, to be honest.
So do I.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. But here's the thing. Does Tampa fall asleep on this game? They fucking...
I don't think with Baker at the helm, you got to worry about
Baker
that.
Baker is open 24-7. Nobody sleeps.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say about him. That guy will play until he fucking dies. Yeah. So, yeah, he doesn't really take a day off.
No, I to be honest, if I... This is a good conversation to have. If you're going to start a franchise with a quarterback that's currently in the league... What are the order that you pick them? Mahomes has got to be first.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love's probably up there.
Fuck no.
Just because he has a high ceiling down the road. If you're starting a franchise. But if I want to win right now, one of my top five guys is Baker. Because no matter what else talent-wise is going on or what scheme you're running, there isn't going to be anybody on the field that wants to win more than him, and he's your leader. So everybody's going to want to win all the time.
And his teammates love him.
Yeah.
Like yeah,
that it's weird to say that
it is.
You would start a franchise with Baker, but
in today's NFL, it's not that weird. If this was 5 years ago, different story.
He's got the attitude that everybody used to have.
Yeah,
he's just like an old school dude. Well, like, we play football to fucking win. I don't give a shit about your fucking sneaker deal.
Bitch. I know.
I don't know.
Tickets are $32 on DrinkingBrosTickets.com. Speaking, to that one.
Speaking of losers, by the way,
yeah,
Minshew might crawl even farther up the rankings
Oh, he's definitely
this week this because Carolina does not. That's not even a functioning situation.
Raiders at Carolina. Minshew only -5. The disrespect on that.
Take
hammer
him.
The Raiders all fucking day long. There,
I'm gonna take Carolina +5 just because. Fuck you.
Oh, gross. That is gross.
Is there a bet on there for like how many sacks that the?
Oh yeah, like there'll be props on my bookie for sure.
Yeah, this is another one.
I think Max Crosby's gonna fucking go crazy.
Yeah, against Andy Dalton, who's 43 years old. Yeah, he's gonna fucking tear his little arms off. He might even tear the red hair out of his head, dude, and make it a different color. We'll see what he ends up doing there. Next up, Dolphins at the Seahawks. Obviously, Tua's dead. R.I.P. There. Go ahead and hit the angel button for us there for Tua. Love you, buddy. Sorry you died last week. And DeMar Hamlin transferred souls with you. This is Seahawks -4. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking the Seahawks and the under here.
Seahawks and the under. I like it. D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah, probably the same, actually. Skylar Thompson.
It's terrible.
His name's Skylar.
Yeah, and he's terrible.
Yeah.
Which is, go ahead. You're an adult now. You can change it, bud.
Yeah, you should have changed that.
You should have changed it a long time ago.
You can't go through your adult life.
You got the college. Right when you turned 18, you should have changed it.
You should have changed it. Your fault.
You can't go through your adult life named Skylar.
I agree.
It just isn't going to work.
And I think the Seahawks cover this 4-point spread here.
He should either change his name or transition.
Exactly.
Either way.
Or transition mid-year. You know, do whatever you want. Yeah. Next up, we got the Ravens at the Cowboys. This is probably the most interesting game of the week because if the Ravens start 0-3, I can't remember an 0-3 team that's ever made the playoffs after this.
I mean, they got Baltimore, you know, -1.5. I think Baltimore puts it together.
You're giving me a regular season home dog Cowboys. I'm taking that shit.
Yeah.
Only 3 teams ever have made the playoffs after starting 0-3 and only 1 this century.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in on the Cowboys here, and I think the Ravens are 0-3. I hate to say it, Derek. You picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I know you are, Derek.
Yeah. I think that's fine, though. The critical skill position players on the Ravens, including the quarterback and running back, the two most important, are both slow starters every year. So this going 0-3 doesn't mean shit for them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me at all. There's 17 games, too.
Look, it's only happened, 3 times, you said, Bob, in the history of the NFL?
Yeah, but things are different now. Quite a bit different than they used to be.
We'll see, man. I don't have a lot of confidence in this team.
You should bet Baltimore in this game.
Okay. I'm taking Cowboys at home as a dog. It's rare that it happens.
Yeah.
Next up, 49ers at the Rams. This is San Fran -7 here. Rams offense is completely on the IR here. Who do you got, Derek?
I'm taking the Niners in this one. They're going to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a half a point in this one, take it down to 6.5. I'm going to ride with the 49ers. D'Anthony?
I don't – the 49ers last week had good success running the ball without McCaffrey. I don't think you're going to see that every week. It seems unlikely, right, that you're going to see that every week. He's not coming back anytime soon. I'll take the under 44.5. I don't think this is going to be a very high scoring game. Everybody's dinged up offensive on both sides of the ball there.
Yeah.
So
which is crazy week 2.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Dinged up.
Next up, we got the Lions at the Cardinals. This is Detroit's -3.
Look at the freaking 52.5.
52.5, man. You got Kyler Murray with throwing it to Harrison. Put up a lot of points this week. Who you got in this one?
I think I'm going to ride with Detroit in this one.
Okay. D'Anthony?
I'll take the Cardinals home dog +3.
Okay. Man, I think I'm going to ride with Detroit. I'm going to buy a half a point down here and go with Detroit -2.5 in this one. I can't see them losing 2 weeks in a row for some reason. So that's just a gut pick on this one. For me, but can Kyler Murray do it again? We'll find out. Next up, this is a Sunday night game, motherfucker, dude. The Falcons, my beloved Falcons, at home on Sunday night against the Chiefs. This is Chiefs -3.5. Derek, who you got?
Chiefs.
D'Anthony?
I'll buy half a point and take Atlanta home dog plus four.
Okay.
That exactly what I said was going to happen with the Falcons happened last week. To the fucking letter. They are very good at stopping the run right now. Judon is very good. They've got Justin Simmons in the middle of the field poaching fucking shit. Mahomes has been real loose with the ball lately, but they haven't paid a price for it. They still won, right? The Chiefs are going to drop one that they shouldn't, and it might
actually
be this. I might sprinkle the Falcons.
I'm with you on that because, you know, I was teammates with Justin Simmons for a long time. And he always played well against the Chiefs. Yeah, always.
He's a headhunter, man. And one of those games when he sniffs out a quarterback that's being loose with the ball, he goes and finds the ball.
He'll get two picks in this game. And yeah. This is one of those games. I would bet Atlanta in this one. I think you're right. I'm with you. I'll probably sprinkle the
Falcons money line here because I think they might win this game. But either way, it's not going to be a touchdown. It'll be a field goal.
Okay. I'm going to go against you guys here. I'm going to take the Chiefs -3.5.
You're just hedging emotionally is what you're doing.
Not at all.
Because you don't want to root for the Falcons to win, but they might. There's a good chance they win.
No. Look, I love the Falcons. They're my favorite team. I want them to win. I wasn't amped about the offseason decisions there at quarterback. Still not. Look, let's face it. Homeboy catches that ball at the end of the game. The Falcons lose, and they're 0-2, and this is a different conversation. I thought Mahomes looked sloppy with those picks last week. I don't think he does it back-to-back weeks, especially on primetime. Not sure if Taylor Swift's going here, but if she's down in Atlanta with the Chiefs, I'm all in on the Chiefs, and I got them winning by at least a touchdown down there in Atlanta. Monday night, doubleheader here to close out the show. Oh. My God, dude. Jaguars at the Bills. Bills -5. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Bills.
D'Anthony?
You got to take the Bills here.
They're
going to win by a touchdown.
I probably don't bet this, to be honest. I do.
You bet they're going to win by a touchdown.
Or at least
two field goals.
I don't think the Bills are that good.
I don't think they're that good either, but I think that they could beat Jacksonville by at least two field goals.
Yeah, it's just like... And
it's in Buffalo.
The pass rush isn't great for Buffalo. Lawrence has good games a lot. He wins like 7 to 9 games a year. And the team, I don't know. I think that's a suspect game. I'm not betting that.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me. I'm going to sit out this game as well. luckily, at my bookie, they don't ask us to pick every single game. That was part of our deal here. I don't know who's going to win this game. I don't believe in the Bills. Jaguars, I know they're 0-2, but they could pull it off here. I think me personally, I'll sit this out. I know you're going to take the Bills, right, Derek?
Yeah, you got to take the Bills on this one. They're going to win by a touchdown at least.
Yeah. Last but not least here to close this out, so you got the Redskins at the Bengals. This is Cincinnati -7.5. Derek, who you got?
Cincinnati.
D'Anthony?
I don't believe in Washington at all. They're trash.
Yeah, I mean, the Redskins played the Giants last week and won by a field goal. And the Giants are terrible.
Yeah.
They're really bad. They were sloppy as fuck. I mean, you can tell that they're under new regime here.
The Bengals lost a tight, really close game.
Yeah.
So they're going to... Jazzed up,
yeah. Ready. I think,
and they're not going to start 0-3. I'm gonna ride with the Bengals.
Well,
on
7.5 is a lot of points.
It is, but
I think they win by 3 touchdowns. Honestly, I think, or at least three scores. I mean, like a 10-point game.
There aren't a whole lot of dynamic defensive players left on the Redskins. They traded pretty much everybody, so you're probably right.
Yeah, the Bengals are gonna 7.5 is actually kind of low. I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually buy this down 0.5 and take the Bengals at 7 there, just in case. And yeah, I just don't see them starting 0-3. If they do, they get a real fucking problem.
If Joe Burrow stays healthy and they don't, you know, something doesn't happen to him, I think he's gonna score way more than they're gonna win by way more than 7.5 points. They got to. This Washington, if they don't, then there's something wrong with them. And they need to fucking reevaluate everything because they played a really good football game last week. I do. I think they win by 14.
Yeah, same. I'm with you. So I'm in on the Bengals here. Derek, who do you got on Wolf on Tame this week?
Brad Williams.
Comedian. Yeah.
Nice.
He's hilarious.
The little fella.
Awesome, yeah. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan. Tune in to Drinking Bros. Here we'll be live in about 5 minutes over on the good old-fashioned Patreon. Going to be a nasty one today. I can't wait for it. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And rate the show on iTunes a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For Derek Wolfe, D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 3 NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.